when Jesus goes on this journey, well, obviously Jesus is the one giving out the talents, and he goes on this journey. And he comes back after a long while. Obviously, well, I think it's obvious, the talents in the parable are parallel to the gifts that God gives us. That's actually where we get the word talent. It's from that word. In scripture, it was one talent was a lot of money. I think I heard Brent Petrie say one talent would have been. So there were silver talents and there were gold talents. But like a silver talent would be worth 15 to 20 years of daily wages. So a lot of money. If you got one talent, one silver talent, you've got a lot of money. If you got five talents, I need to do the math. I don't know how many years that is. I'm not very good at math. That's why I'm a priest. And the money that he gives them, each according to his ability. Okay, so right there, the word talent to us, we just hear talents and abilities, really. And that's fine. I think we should also recall, yes, any money that we have, any kind of material wealth that we have is relevant too. But especially our abilities. In what way are your abilities being utilized to, so to speak, turn a profit for the kingdom of God? That's what this parable is inviting us to consider. Am I turning a profit for the kingdom of God? It's a funny way of thinking about it, and yeah, that's exactly what Jesus is saying. Is it for him? Is it for him? Is it for his kingdom? For his glory? Or am I using my talents and abilities for any other reason? I remember learning how to play the guitar as a seminarian. I wanted to be able to lead praise and worship. And one of the guys that was at this retreat was teaching me how to play guitar. It was a retreat with guys from all over the country. He said, I think it's really great that you're learning how to play guitar and you're not doing it in order to impress some girl. And I was like, how do you know that? He's like, well, you're in seminary, so I hope not. I said, you're right. But he said, I just learned it to try to impress girls. I said, well, yeah, but what about now? And he said, well, now, I guess I can use it as a priest. Yes, you can. So little things like that, which, believe me, that's a small skill. It's not a great strength. There's a reason I see me over there. And yet you have to be willing to use talents that aren't your best one. Megan, the things that you're really, really awesome at, you don't mind the world, the whole world stake. In fact, you probably would prefer that. Don't forget, even if you're not the very best at something, it's still like less other people. I'm picking on you because you're wearing an Indiana shirt. What can I do? And so the ability to bless other people through what you do and to bless God and to increase his kingdom is very real. And it's one of those things where we want to avoid the idea that, oh, I'm just going to bring in front of people or to God things that I'm really super good at. Because that's my comfort zone and I look good doing it. And also say, yes, I will do that for his glory, not for my own gain or not for my own benefit, but I'm also willing to develop other talents. And to offer those things that maybe sometimes I'm not the best at, but there's an opportunity or there's a need, and I need to just bring this, I need to do this the best that I can. I do that every time I do administration. And that's part of the job. And you probably have a lot of things in your life too. What God isn't inviting us to do through this parable, so every analogy breaks down. Every parable is eventually going to break down in a sense. What he's not inviting us to do is to receive our gifts from God and be like, thanks God, I'll see you after you're back from your long journey, but not until then, and go off and try our best on our own. Actually, that's not really what he wants to communicate to us in this parable. He wants us to be with him every day, obviously, and to bring actually ourselves to him. St. Teresa of Calcutta, Mother Teresa, used to have this. Well, she had a way of insisting on prayer in her religious order that really focused on, if I don't bring myself first to God, I've got nothing to offer anyone else. It doesn't matter how talented I am or how great I am. First, I've got to go and offer myself to Him. And then He multiplies me like the little boy who brings the loaves and fishes. And by the way, I was going to say this before I realized it was loaves and fishes, so that the Holy Spirit's working there subliminally so that He'll give more money to Catholic charities. But, spoiler alert, it's the loaves and fishes of the all of that. So Mother Teresa, like the little boy who brings the loaves and fishes to Jesus, she would give herself to the Lord in morning offering. You might say, how did she do that for so many years? Pick up dying people off of the street. Give them dignity as they die. Treat them with complete compassion and care, and love them as she would love Jesus, and treat them as she would want to treat the King. How did she devote her life to that? That's hard work, especially on the streets of Calcutta, but anywhere. It's also really hot, and there's a lot of things about their life that were a lot of penance involved. They didn't have any furniture in their chapel, for instance, they still don't. Little things, big things. How did she do that day in and day out and day in and day out? She offered herself first to Jesus. He multiplied her efforts. That's how she didn't run out, because we all, if we just offer what we have, we run out. If that little boy took those 5 loaves and 2 fish to the crowd of 5,000 people, they would not have been fed. He would have fed like 3 or 4 people, and that's it. But because he brought them to Jesus, he fed 5,000 people. Because Jesus will multiply what you offer him. He will make it fruitful and effective in a way that just our own natural giftedness cannot do. And it's God given if it's natural. So it's from him, but he wants it to be offered first to him and through him, and to say, Lord, I'm bringing this to you, I bring myself to you, and here I am this morning, and spend some time in prayer with the Lord. Mother Teresa, St. Teresa said to her sisters, they came to her and they said, Mother, we can't get everything done that we need to get done. We don't have enough time in the day. And I think maybe, this is a well-known story, so you can probably fact check me on this, but I think they said, we don't have time for all the prayer. She said, oh, well, instead of 1 hour of prayer a day, we're going to all do 2 holy hours every day. Why, Mother? Because, she said, we don't have enough time to only pray 1 hour. We need Jesus to really multiply our time. I think there's what? After all the work they do, now they have to do 2 holy hours? Well, do you want God to double your effectiveness, or would it be better if he quadrupled it? I'll spend the time in prayer. That was what she was telling her sisters, and they did. In a similar way for ourselves, we have to take it to Christ. That's one of our parish values, is take it to Christ. You know, we have these kind of parish values, things that we're really trying to hold up and say, this is what we do. This is what we want to do more of. Encourage in faith. We want to encourage each other in faith. Speak the truth. I also want to speak the truth to one another and take it to Christ. And taking it to Christ, and that can mean a lot of things. It can mean that you come up against a problem, or someone that you know comes up to you and says, I've got this catastrophe. I've got this stress. I've got this anxiety. I don't know how to deal with it. Can you help me? Or just they're just venting, which is also needed sometimes. It's great to be a listening ear. It's even better than to say, hey, let's pray. Can I pray with you right now? Because we, between the two of us, maybe we don't have all the wisdom in the world that we need for you to know what to do and how to respond to this crisis. So let's take it to Christ, because you know who has all the wisdom? God. And Christ has all the wisdom. Let's take this to him and see what he says. When you are, maybe you don't have anyone else right there to talk to, but you're faced with it. A lot of anxiety, the crisis pops up, the situation pops up, you don't know what to do, you feel a bit overwhelmed, perhaps think often we do when we don't know what to do or how to respond. Who's the first person we should go to? To the Lord. Doesn't mean we shouldn't also go to a friend. They might take you back to the Lord again. That's good. That's fine. Take it to Christ. In those moments, how to respond to life, take it to Christ with your brother, your sister in Christ there when they come to you. But also, take it to Christ. It really, in a daily basis, it means that we come before the Lord in the morning and we end a morning offering. Right? So with a morning offering is when you roll out of bed and you just kneel down on your bed and you pray a quick prayer to start the day. It doesn't have to be long. It can be, dear Lord, I offer myself to you today and everything that I do. Please let it honor you. Amen. It can be that simple. It can be longer. There are like set ones. You can look them up. You can pray the one that St. Teresa prayed every day. That's pretty well. It's pretty well right on there if you Google it. First thing that pops up or one of the first things. I sometimes pray the prayer of St. Patrick, but there's a lot of morning offerings, but that's how we take it to Christ, just on a regular daily way. Going to be more fruitful, I think, if we can then go into a time of prayer as we start our day, like a meaningful 15 minutes or 20 minutes of prayer. That's going to be really fruitful. But it's going to begin our day with Him. And then as things pop up through the day, take it to Him. We can try to figure it out all day long and not get it right. Prayer can help. Our Lord will. Also, at the end of the day, it's not a bad idea then to take it to Christ again and ask the Holy Spirit to show you how the day went. And not just an examination of conscience to see where did I fail, how did I sin, which is good, but also, how did I get it right? Where did the Lord really work? How did He speak to me? Where did I see Him acting? Where did I see the Lord at work today? And then offer it back up to Him. Say, Lord, it's all yours. And I'm sorry if I tried to do it for me. Maybe I tried to keep a little bit of glory for myself. When we make ourselves generous and offer ourselves to the Lord so that we can be multiplied, He makes what we do so much more fruitful than if we just try to do it on our own. If we go off on our own. We take it to Him, He directs it. Multiplies it.